voices flowed through the storm. Scum! Marco stood still. The snowy wind whipped his face, tore off his hood, and streamed his hair. He stared up at them, at a sky that cracked open like a womb to spill its festering, writhing eggs. 5 of the pods streamed down, pulsing, purple-fringed with orange flame, ionizing the air, cauterizing the clouds, screaming, blazing with heat. 1 pod slammed into a building. Bricks rained, flames roared, creatures squealed. Another pod slammed onto the street ahead of Marco and his mother. It was as large as one of the rusty cars you could still find alongside the frozen highways. The snow melted beneath it, turned to water, then to steam. Asphalt cracked. The egg began to bloom open. The sky shattered behind them. Marco spun to see more fire, more twisting indigo balls falling. Scum. He couldn't breathe. He couldn't move. Scum. The rancid lavender miasma seeped into the air. Marco, your mask! Mother pulled her box open so violently she tore the cardboard. The gas mask gazed from within, its eyes glassy and condemning, its mouth thrusting out, round and bulging like the mouths of tribesmen Marco had seen in magazines, plates stretching their lips to obscene sizes. As the lavender gas crept, Mother pulled the mask onto her head. She tightened the strap so hard she ripped her hair. Her breath rattled through the filter, and her eyes were huge, round, black pools. She had become something no longer human, something hurt, haunted, ancient and scared, a deity of glass and rubber. Fingers numb, Marco opened his own cardboard box, pulled out his own gas mask. He had worn a gas mask countless times. Sometimes he wondered which was his true face, his face of skin or this face of rubber, which eyes were his true eyes, which voice was the true voice of his childhood. He put on the mask and gasped for air. The alien pods rained down. The miasma wafted around them. The disease that withered your balls, that made your babies born with shrunken heads, that clung to your clothes and frothed your shit, that smelled like cotton candy and forgotten summers if you caught but a whiff, that turned to rot like childhood's end. They ran. They ran as the fire rained from the sky. They ran as the snowdrifts collapsed. They ran as buildings crumbled. They ran as those glowing, twisting purple pods fell, as the smoke rose, as people fled, seeking manholes under the snow, seeking pathways into the darkness. They ran as the massive ship of the creatures blocked the sky, hid the sun, birthed its eggs, and laughed with guttural, mocking organic engines like valves opening and closing in a throat.
There, ahead!
Mother's voice emerged from her mask, deep and metallic. She pulled Marco along. He slipped. She yanked him up. They ran onward.
Do you see the sign? A pathway underground. Come.
They were racing along the sidewalk when the pod slammed down before them, shattering and spilling its slime and smoke, and the creature emerged from within. Marco froze and stared. The scum. The Scolopendra Titaniae. The bastards that had ravaged the world over 40 years ago, slaughtering most of humanity, that had taunted and brutalized humanity since. In the flame and smoke and steam, Marco saw only a shadow, then glimpsed rows of claws like spikes on fences, like swords in an armory, like the pikes of ancient warriors, and twisting, flailing segments all in armor, a great centipede, 10 feet tall and rising, a god. A god of the darkness, a god from the stars, a god of wrath. Baal, lord of flies, crying out in the snow, born into the world hungry, so hungry, every twitch of it, every hiss, every clack of its mandible screaming of hunger. Its fumes flowed and it leaped toward Marco and his mother.
Fire!
Rose a distant voice, and hundreds of boots thudded and machine guns blazed. Halos of flame burst around the muzzles of hundreds of guns, and jets screamed overhead, charging across the sky like dragons in old books with crumbling yellow pages. Armored vehicles rumbled in the distance, cannons firing and buildings tumbled. Fire, fire, scum, scum.
Mother!
Marco pulled her hand. The creature slammed into her. Those claws drove forth, cutting through flesh, impaling, emerging.